The Society on the Social Implications of Technology, SSIT, periodically issues its Barris Award to either individuals or groups of individuals for outstanding service in the public interest. As of 2018, it had awarded 14. I will highlight three cases resulting in awards: Bart, Virginia Egerton, and Salvador Castro. Interestingly, the first three awards went to the three BART engineers collectively and individually, whom IEEE issued an amicus curiae or friend of the court brief in their case where they had sued BART for wrongful discharge. This BART case was then settled out of court. This case filing was made in January of 1975 by IEEE, which preceded the forming of the first Member Conduct Committee in 1978 by 3 years. Because of major articles published in IEEE Spectrum and heavy involvement by the Committee on Social Implications of Technology, or CSIT, led by Stephen Unger, IEEE got involved and followed through. The entire amicus curiae legal brief is provided below. The second award was given to Virginia Egerton in 1978 for ethical actions she took to correct design problems in a new police dispatch system for New York City. Upon her being discharged for her efforts, she phoned me seeking ethical support assistance. Because the Member Conduct Committee was so new and CSIT, under Steve Unger, had handled the BART case so well, I referred her to Steve with the CSIT. The CSIT then investigated this, wrote a report of ethical support, then referred it to the new Member Conduct Committee. CSIT then published its report, but the Member Conduct Committee did not. Virginia passed away in 2018, living then in Sweden in a nursing home. I kept in touch with her via her caretaker till she passed. In 1997 through 1998, I was serving on the Member Conduct Committee and assisted in operating the Ethics Committee's successful ethics hotline, when Salvador Castro contacted the hotline to seek ethical support. Sal was a licensed professional engineer designing medical equipment. In one incident, he uncovered a defect, which in some instances could be fatal to infants. He raised his concerns with management, got no positive response. Then, when advising them he would bring it to the Food and Drug Administration's attention, the regulatory body, he was fired. The ethics hotline had a qualified medical engineer interview Castro and corroborated his claims. I then introduced Castro's case to the Member Conduct Committee from the Ethics Committee, of which I was a member at the time, and it concurred with the ethics hotline findings and recommendations, and IEEE agreed it would support Castro whenever his matter got into court. On several of some other Barris cases, I assisted Steve Unger, contributed to reviewing case documents leading to additional Barris awards, like to David Montz in 2003 and Michael DeCourt in 2008. The Member Conduct Committee did not get involved again after the Castro case.